It's called Never Forget. The letter V in never, the letter T in forget, capitalized in the internationally known symbol signifying Virginia Tech. Matthew Vollmer was riding the bus to campus that cold, snowy Monday morning, 2007, unaware that a heinous tragedy is underway.
What I don't know, what nobody else on this bus knows, two people have been shot in a dormitory on the west side of campus. These people are now dying. Perhaps they are already dead.
It took Vollmer 5 years to write the essay, even though he started it the very day of the shooting, jotting things down because writing about something terrible is, for him, a way to contain it, to process it.
It was a confusing time. School had been canceled for a couple days. There were news media everywhere. Students were wandering around. They didn't know what to do. We didn't know what to do. We certainly couldn't think of anything else but what had happened. So we just walked around campus and sort of observed things that were happening.
It was Vollmer's first year teaching at Tech. He didn't know many people yet. His thoughts kept turning to his then young son.
And if anything ever happened to him, that the sort of idiosyncratic details about his being in the world would be what I would remember. And that leads me to think about Sung-hui Cho.
A name many people refuse to say, a name synonymous with unspeakable pain.
And how a story that was told to me by a professor who noticed that during the memorial they released 32 balloons, but she thought there should be one for the shooter himself. I think a lot of people would say that he was a victim as well. I mean, I'm sure there are those who would say that he wasn't, but her interpretation was that he had a life and he had parents and he had people that loved him. And so she and one of her students went out the next day and let out the 33rd balloon.
The professor does not want her name mentioned for this story, names being the most personal of words, impactful to those who want to hear them and just as much to those who do not.
We are less interested, it seems, in the parents of children who committed those acts of violence, except to wonder maybe, what did they do wrong? I think now of a letter written by a professor to the parents of the young man who, on April 16, 2007, chained the doors of a campus building shut, then went in and out of classrooms, firing nearly 400 rounds of ammunition, injuring 17, killing 32, and then shooting himself in the head. In the letter, the professor, who was a friend and who, years later, showed it to me, told the parents that their son had been a student in her class. She wrote to express sympathy, but also to assure them that not everybody refused to include their son in the tragedy's final tally. I don't know why she did this. But I suspect it wasn't just because the shooter had been her student. It was a way to recognize that though he'd committed inconceivably monstrous acts of violence, though he had left immeasurable devastations in his wake, he had once been a baby, a boy, a son, a brother, and that, if he had rarely been understood by his family, he had certainly been loved. A truth that, even if it couldn't shine through the dark sorrow of their shame, might make it easier sometimes when having to say his name.
Matthew Vollmer teaches creative writing at Virginia Tech. I'm Robbie Harris.